life. And then also, I ask this. As members together in the household of God, will you be faithful to the United Methodist Church through which Christ has called you and this local congregation known as Aldersgate, doing all in your power throughout your life to live out this decision by your prayers, by your presence, by your gifts, by your service, and by your witness? If so, say, I do. Thank you. Going to ask Kayla, if you and your mentor could head up the side wall there. Everyone follow along, and we'll get a confirmation line here angled up to the kneeler. You know how many faith communities literally are dying to see a couple teenagers profess Jesus? Isn't this something to rejoice about? You don't have to go a whole way back. I mean, unless it reaches that far, because we're going to start with Dylan right here, so this probably works. If you could stay closer to the wall so people have a sight line if they want to see their loved one being confirmed. Cheryl, I'm going to ask you, poor Austin's there without me behind him. Cheryl, I'm going to ask you to come up here, and David and Dylan. Now, youth, Cheryl, if you'll come over on this side here. I'm going to offer the logistics of this so we can move through fairly quickly, okay? Cheryl, each confirmand gets one of these, but you'll give it to the mentor. Mentors, this is a confirmation cross and pendant. You'll present it to your youth. If they will allow you to open it up and place it on them today, we welcome you to do that. As you come through here, you'll receive this, and you're invited to go up that side, just like there, until we're all finished. Then we'll come back to the center. And confirmation youth, you'll be given a certificate of confirmation and a baptismal certificate if it applies. And then on your way down, youth, please pick up a Holy Spirit dove pin for your mentor. Other than Pastor David, don't pin it to their chest. We'll have Dylan, you can pin it to Pastor David's chest just to see how well it sticks there, okay? And then each mentor, you come to our confirmation titanium jewelry shop, okay? And these are actually pretty cool. These are titanium filled, and they're either a wristband or they're a neckband with a scripture inscribed on them. David, I expect you to be choosing the neckband because I think it'll look pretty cool on you, actually. There are more sedate ones here, and if you want to be more joy-filled and noticed in the world with that witness, there are red and blue ones here. So you let your mentor pick one, and then Dylan and the rest of the youth, it's your job to take the cardboard off and to fasten that either around their neck or around their wrist as you get up there, okay? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you birthed us through the water of a womb. You nurtured Jesus in the water of a womb. Your love has never failed, and you come in Christ now to claim these your children and to celebrate their gift. Their gift given back to you. The best thing they can do for you is to receive what you've done for them and take it in their everyday, ordinary life and offer it. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of water and these, your children, that in these holy moments you might speak to each of us about your amazing grace and a lifelong commitment. Help these youth to cherish the knowledge of the spiritual gifts you give them, not to brag about them, not to browbeat others with them, but to use them for your kingdom. This is part of their DNA, Lord. Let it be so all their lives. Amen. I had someone after the 9:30 service, because I shared all your gifts, on the way out say, "Wow, you act like a proud daddy with all these kids." That's not it. I'm a pastor. It takes this very seriously.
Amen.
And I will be held to a greater account at the gates. We've done it very imperfectly. But these young men and women know about Jesus and the Holy Spirit's perfect love to touch them. This is a holy moment, church. I invite you to participate and ask the Spirit what God's saying to you. Dylan, go ahead and kneel. Dylan, I invite you to reach into this water and just remember that you were nurtured in your mother's womb and that the Holy Spirit now comes to claim you totally. Try to hold a little bit of that water. You're losing it. We're baptized that that gift might flow through our lives. Just lay your hands on them. Dylan Irvin, having been baptized in the Holy Spirit, having journeyed now through this confirmation process in Jesus and professed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know how special you are in God's sight. You are a unique child of God, of sacred worth. May you rise and go in peace and know God's Spirit wants to take you captive in all your ways, extraordinary and ordinary, all the days of your life that you might shine for Jesus. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And have David go there. Alyssa Nicole. I forgot to use this with Dylan. Dylan, wait there a second. I want to make sure This is a yoke. A yoke is how farmers steer stubborn animals. Turn around.
There you go, fella.
This is a reminder that he is yoked to Christ. May he steer you in your grace and in your stubbornness. Amen. Alyssa Nicole, I baptize you in the name of God the Father and of God the Son and of God the Holy Spirit, three in one. You feel that water running everywhere? The gifts of your life through Jesus are called to run into the world wherever you are. Lay your hands on her, Kristen. Alyssa Nicole, having been born through water and Spirit, may you continue your growth into a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ, that in all your days and all your ways, others might taste and see the goodness of the Lord. And God's people said,
Amen.
To Christ you are yoked. Amen. Matthew Ryan. Cheryl's been extreme help in this process. She's reached in when she's seen me being stress-filled at times and helped out significantly. I thank you for that, Cheryl. Matthew Ryan, you are yoked to Jesus. That means he wants to be Lord and tug your way forward in life. Lay your hands on him. Matthew Ryan, having been born by water and Spirit, may you continue your growth as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ, having today professed him as Lord and Savior. Know that the Spirit will never abandon you. There might be moments you feel alone and isolated, but God is there in the still small voice and in the silence and even in the tears and pain. May you know that and may your journey bear fruit for God's kingdom. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Margaret Eleanor. You can keep moving a little bit forward as you just be careful not to cut their vision off. Maggie, Margaret Eleanor, you are yoked to Christ. Let us pray. Maggie's mentor is unable to be here today, but in spirit we join. Heavenly Father, pour out your Holy Spirit on Margaret Eleanor. She was nurtured in her mother's womb. She was baptized, and this day she publicly claims Jesus as Lord and Savior, and we rejoice, Lord. She is part of this body. She is part of your larger body, and she is gifted to go into this world and to proclaim by those gifts that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and what, church? Christ will come again. Amen. If you want to just take one of those for your mentor eventually. Oh, I'm sorry. Cheryl. You should have corrected me earlier. I didn't hear you. See, I told you I need her. You go choose your... you can do it now. Colby? Is Colby next? Well, I have Colby, so... Colby, come on up, buddy. I don't know where you are. I have to go with this order, or I'll really be... Colby, you are yoked to Jesus. Let us pray. Colby, having been born by water and spirit and nurtured in God's church, you now are being birthed into a faith journey that you must own and claim, and we rejoice in your yes to God, yes. Pour out your Holy Spirit, God, on this your child. Use him and the gifts you've given him to mightily witness to others in a constant, a gentle, but a strong way as he arises and goes into your world. All God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Thank you. Colby. And I don't know how I got the order messed up otherwise, Sherry, but hang on, Emily. Caden Mace Alexander Pfeiffer. Caden, this yoke represents that you are forever under the harness of Jesus. That's okay. Caden, Mace, Alexander, I baptize you in the name of God the Father and of the Son. This is God's love seeking you out, and God the Holy Spirit, three in one. Let us pray. Place your hands. Caden, having been born by water and spirit, nurtured in a mother's womb, and this day professing Jesus and being claimed in the baptismal promise, may you arise and use the ministry gifts God's given you to his glory. Know that you are of sacred worth. You are loved, and you are forever yoked to Jesus. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Okay, Caden, Chris, Caden, and Chris, you pick your John Harrison Swope. Hopefully, she's in there. John Harrison, you are yoked to Jesus. Let us pray. Place your hands on him. John Harrison, having been born by water and spirit, nurtured in a mother's womb, this day we rejoice that you publicly profess Jesus as Lord and Savior, joining as a member of Christ's holy church. We rejoice in all that God has already shown us through you And we can only imagine the gifts and the places God will send you and how He'll use those spiritual gifts. May you continue to grow to be a faithful disciple all the days of your life, that other people taste and see the goodness of our God. And God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Emily? I'm giving you your spiritual gift because right now I've misplaced your confirmation form, but I know I filled it out. You are yoked to Jesus. He wants to be your guide in all situations. Let us pray. Emily, having been born by water and spirit, nurtured in a mother's womb, we rejoice in your great faithfulness and ask in the name of Christ that your life would be a witness, your gifts a service, a blessing, and that wherever God takes you in life, you will know you are forever tethered to Him as a member of His church and a minister of the gospel. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Wade Charles Schomper. Wade, you are yoked to Jesus. Let us pray. Wade, having been born by water and spirit through baptism, through the anointing of Christ and this professing moment of Jesus as Lord and Savior, we thank God for all that you already are and seek to imagine what you yet will be as God uses your gifts in significant ways to make it safe for others to know of His justice, His mercy, His righteousness, and His Son Jesus. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ian Douglas Haverstock. Ian Douglas, you are yoked to Jesus. Place your hands on him. Ian Douglas, having been born by water and spirit, having professed Jesus as your Savior, we rejoice in the goodness and gifts God's already given you, and we pray that God would multiply them and use you wherever you are in this world, that those gifts might be used not for your own identity, but to share the identity of Jesus with the world He came to redeem. May God bless and keep you forever, Ian. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we have a special thanksgiving to Cal Haverstock, Grandpa, in this moment. Amen. Emma Jane Dovenspike. Emma Jane, you are yoked to Jesus. Let us pray over. Emma Jane, having been born by water and spirit, nurtured in a mother's womb, today you profess Jesus as Savior, and we pray that the Holy Spirit's anointing on you would be constant in ways you never forget, and that He is with you in all times of life, high and low, loud and quiet. That wherever you are, there you are, and as a minister of Jesus, those gifts are shining through to build His kingdom. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Emma. Ethan Lee Streit. Ethan, you are yoked to Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, pour out your Holy Spirit on Ethan that having been yoked to you today and previously claimed in the baptismal promise, he might continue his life journey of growth and service and witness and connection to your church, that others through Ethan's life will know that the Lord is good, he is real, and that Ethan is a vessel of the good news of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Caleb George Houston. Caleb George, you are yoked to Jesus. Caleb George, I baptize you in the name of God the Father and of God the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, God three in one. You feel that water going wherever it wants to go? Yep. He gave me thumbs up. That means the gifts of God in you are to go wherever he says they need to go, and they're to be shown in all contexts. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, pour out your Holy Spirit on Caleb George, that having been born by the Spirit and professing Jesus, he may continue his lifelong journey of growth as your follower in boldness and in grace, that others might taste and see the goodness of our Lord. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Okay, thank you. Madison Elena Coburn. We're getting there, church. Hang in. Each of these children is a sacred work. And it's a lot better to pronounce it here than at their funeral. Their sacred worth alive. And we rejoice in their specialness. You are yoked to Jesus, Madison. Madison Elena, place your hands on her. Having been born by nurturing in the womb, by the gift of baptismal water and by profession of faith in Christ, may you continue your lifelong journey as a member of God's church and grow in faithfulness and discipleship as a witness, a voice, and a servant of Jesus that the world might know. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. Austin Jacob Hancock. Austin sort of got stuck with me as a mentor at the last moment. Sacred worth, young man. Austin Jacob, you are yoked to Jesus. May the Holy Spirit continue to work within you, that having been born by water and spirit, you may continue a faithful growth all your days, and be emboldened to share with power and grace the good news of your Savior. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'll take the fanciest one you want to give me. Clayton Andrew Myers. Clayton Andrew, you are yoked to Jesus. Place your hands on him. Clayton Andrew, having been born by water and spirit, may you continue your growth as a faithful child of God, an adult in the way of Jesus, a servant, a shepherd even, with heart of mercy and spirit of service, that all might see that you have a Savior residing in you by the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Carter John Barkley, red-eyed and present. You are yoked to Jesus. Place your hands on him. Carter John, having been born by water and spirit through your baptism, through the nurture of a mother's womb, we now rejoice and ask for the Holy Spirit to continue to be poured out on you, that your gifts and your life might be an offering in the everyday ordinariness of life and in those extraordinary moments, that others might taste and see God's goodness. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Josh Preston Steinhardt. Josh, you are yoked to Jesus. Let us pray. Josh Preston, you were baptized in this very spot just a few years ago. Today you reprofess your faith in Jesus Christ, and we ask that the Holy Spirit be upon you to guide you in and through all of life's circumstances, that you might know you're never alone, and that the God of victory in the cross of Jesus is with you to guide you through and to use your life to teach others of hope, of resurrection, and of Jesus' love. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Luke Edward Noss. Luke, you are yoked to Jesus. Let us pray. Luke, having been born by water and spirit in this public profession, may you continue to grow into a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ all your days, that through your ordinary and extraordinary gifts in life, you may be a faithful disciple that others see and say, I want some of that Christ in my life too. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Mitchell Scott Taylor. Your yoke to Jesus. Mitchell Scott, having been born by water and spirit, nurtured in a mother's womb, you are of sacred worth because you are God's. This day go forth having proclaimed Jesus, knowing the Holy Spirit is with you to guide you, to use that voice in prophetic ways and grace and mercy that others might taste and see God's goodness. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Mitchell. Tia Jeneline Susanna Pfeiffer. You are yoked to Jesus. Tia Jeneline Susanna, I baptize you in the name of God the Father and of the Son, and God, Holy Spirit, God, three in one. The water cleanses us, nurtures us, grows us, and calls us to new life. Lay your hands on her. Having been born by water and spirit, Tia, may you continue to grow all the days of your life as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Through your life and witness, other people will know that God is glorified. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Benjamin Lewis Starner. Benjamin Lewis, you are yoked to Christ. Let's pray. Benjamin Lewis, having been born by water and spirit, nurtured in a mother's womb, you are of sacred worth, special and unique in God's eyes. And may the Holy Spirit go with you, having proclaimed Jesus this day, that all your days you'll be tethered to His church, offering yourself in discipline and the amazing gifts that God's given you flowing through you. In your workplace, in your school place, in your family, wherever you are, that others might know God is real and alive in you. And all God's people said, Amen. Caden Michael Dolbin. Caden Michael, you are yoked to Jesus. Caden Michael, having been born by water and spirit, nurtured in a mother's womb, may you continue this lifelong journey of growth and commitment. Even when you don't feel like it, may you feel the tug of the Spirit. That others will see in and through you the amazing gifts of your life and the goodness of your God. And all God's people said, Amen. Caden, I need to baptize you too. I'm sorry. Report me to the bishop, Floyd. He said it's getting done anyway. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, God three in one. Now let us pray. May the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born by water and spirit, Caden, you may continue your lifelong growth as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Thank you. Here, Caden. Ashley Noel Winfield. Church, thank you for being so patient and supportive in your patience. I hope you hear the Spirit speaking to you. Ashley Noel, you are tethered to Jesus. Place your hands on her. Ashley Noel, having been nurtured in a mother's womb and born by water and spirit, may you continue your lifelong growth professed today in Jesus Christ as a faithful member of His church, even when you don't feel like it. Be tethered, be committed, and allow yourself to be an offering as your gifts by God flow through you. And all God's people said, Amen. Ashley Noel. Kayla Smith, as I said, last but not least. Kayla, sometimes you can be a little impatient, can't you? I didn't put you last for that reason, but you've been wonderful over there. Thank you. What a privilege. And special shout out to grandparents who make sure Kayla is here from the East Shore every week because Kayla wants to grow in Christ. You are yoked to Jesus. Kayla, having been born by water and spirit, nurtured in a mother's womb, may you continue your lifelong growth as a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to invite, as Kayla gives Lauren this, I'm going to invite them to all come forward here and stand. We're going to sing our final song. We're just going to do the one final song because you've been here long enough. But if everyone, Kayla, Lauren, if you could just stay up here, they're all going to come back. I want to give each of you your spiritual gifts as we rise and sing, Love Will Hold Us Together. Love will hold us together. Church,
yep.
Do you rejoice in the goodness of the Lord and what God has done this day?